Now what is so damn funny?
I could have sworn you said meow.
Do I look like a cat to you, boy? Am I jumping around all nimbly bimbly from tree to tree?
No, no.
Am I drinking milk from a saucer?
No.
Well, do you see me eating mice? Hey, you stop laughing right now.
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
You're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Well, Jack, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellent.
I didn't have puke, Chris. I kiss you.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
Loud noises!
Good morning, meat puppets, and welcome to the program for Tuesday, May 4th, 2010. My name is Tim, and I welcome you to my world. If you're a parent like I am, you may fear the day when you have to have the birds and bees talk with your child. Perhaps when this task is upon you, you can take note from this little demonstration.
Uh-oh, it's time to talk about sex. Hello there. You've been dating for a while now, haven't you? That probably means he's getting impatient. So, it's time to have sex. Go ahead. Do it. Have sex. Oh, I see. You don't know what sex is, or how it works. Okay, well, how should I explain it? This is a field of flowers. In order for flowers to have babies, they have to pass their seeds to each other. That bumblebee is going to take the seeds from one flower and pass them to another. That hummingbird is doing it too. Her vagina is like a flower. It needs your seed. So go ahead, get a boner. Good. Now you have a boner. Take off your clothes and bring it near her vagina. It's time to deliver your seed. And here come the bees. Wave your penis in the air until it is covered in bees. There. Now they'll transfer your semen to your mate. While they're in transit, they're called sticky bees. Wait a few hours before you remove the dead bees from her vagina. You wouldn't want all that work to be for nothing. If you're too far north to attract bees, you can also use birds. Congratulations, you've had sex. Next week, we'll work on oral sex.
We call them sticky bees.
Well, perhaps you should explain sex to your child in a completely different way. Of course, I haven't been required to have that talk with my daughter yet because she's not 21 yet. You know what I mean?
Tim.
Huh?
How old is your daughter?
18.
They start way younger than that, Tim.
Really? Oh, no. Holy shit, it looks like I have some phone calls I need to make. Here's Doyle Redlin with the Onion Radio News.
Depression hits losers hardest. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. A report released today by Stanford's Institute for Psychotherapeutic Studies says clinical depression hits losers worse than any other group. The report goes on to say losers, those sad excuses for human beings who have no reason to feel good about themselves or their failed miserable lives, are 25 times more likely to suffer from the mental illness. The study says losers are also more likely to attempt suicide than normal people because no one would miss them if they were dead. Doyle Redlin for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
You know, that actually explains a lot. You know, it all makes sense to me now.
Perk up, little Timmy. It's not so bad.
Anyway, a little congratulations to Mr. Mike's voice. He guessed yesterday's classic rock quote of the day. Yes, it was A Touch of Grey by the Grateful Dead. And you will have an opportunity to guess today's classic rock quote of the day. You can tweet me, you can email me, or you can Facebook me your guesses, and I will mention your name on the podcast tomorrow. On that note, be sure and tune in tomorrow. We have a very special Cinco de Mayo program. I am going to let my friend Hector Chalupa, that's right, a genuine Mexican, take over the show. It should be a hoot. Catch you tomorrow, y'all.
Bummer.
You man eat your dinner, eat your pork and beans. I eat more chicken than any man ever seen.
Shut up!